ASMR, a podcast to enjoy and help you relax and fall asleep with our best friends from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Tonight is the second part of The Delivery, episode 18 of season 6. This one did air as a supersized episode on March 4th of 2010, but the second part was actually directed by a different director than the first, and it was the late, great Harold Ramis. Different writer, Charlie Grandy, and we got different cinematographers, different editors. Look at that. So, we are going to... Oh, the production code is 619. Interesting. Which one was a double-sized episode in season 6? Now I'm very curious. Yeah. Oh, Niagara was a 4 and 5. I see. Niagara was also a two-parter, which is... Oh, but that didn't mess up the episode numbering. How did that... Oh, the production cut. I see. Well, doesn't this make for great radio? Just fantastic. So last week, we left off right as Michael tossed the keys to the Subaru over the street because he had double parked in an emergency ambulance spot, and Pam was very, very far into labor. But when they roll into the hospital, they're gonna be okay. Pam will be okay. So this episode started, so with the way that they separated the episodes, this part did not have any cold open, obviously, especially when it aired. There would have been no break, but we go through the theme song, and Michael, oh yeah, this is, okay, so Jim comes out, Pam's doing great, she's dilated, fully faced, I don't know what that is, no baby yet, it's been 19 hours, we have some ice chips for Dad, and the nurse brings him in, and Michael comes in, where's my little niblet, I love this. This is one of the best scenes. Michael walks in with the balloons. He says, walks into her screaming, don't push, pull, pull. And Michael walks out looking like he has seen a ghost and says, nothing. Nope, not yet, not yet. I'm gonna go wash my eyes. Michael says that kid's gonna have a lot of hair. And now everybody at the office is in the hallway. Andy wanted to give Baby Halpert the newspaper of that day. Spring has run to Scranton Strangler strikes again. Phyllis, what could you possibly have to do? Phyllis has an ice cream cake in the car. Michael trying to get the attention of the delivery room. It's happening. Lots of screaming. He hears the delivery, lights up a cigar, it's a baby, see, put it out, can't smoke anywhere these days. Jim comes out, Cecilia Marie, mother and daughter doing great. There's like very palpable excitement coming from Jim as he tells everybody, Phyllis with a little smile as she snacks on that cake. I've done little else. There's nothing I cannot diaper. A cat, a football, and a baby doll. And we have Michael coming in with Helene in the room. What are the odds of this? Weird side hug thing. Sanitizer, says Pam. He does a little wipe and then pants. Again, no pants. And then, like, so Michael holds a baby. Steve Carell is so good. Little bit of emotion he gives right there as he holds a baby. Amazing. Dwight could not find the iPod anywhere. But he did find mold in a lot of it. He slept in their bed. And asked Jim where he got his marvelous sheets. Time to get to work, and he takes a sledgehammer to the side of a cabinet. She was engaged to an animal, a gawky tall salesman. I had these two together, and I made a family. Michael is offering up his services to everybody. Who wants to live in a world where Stanley has two lovers and you don't have any? Michael knows models. Come on, Meredith. Meredith is like Clooney. Torn scrotum still on the mend for Andy. When you least expect it, I expect it. I'm going to fill that empty hole in your body with another person. I'm going to shoot you with love. Never back in the hospital. Jim and Pam admiring their baby. A lot of parents choose to have the baby spend the first night in the nursery. Lots of screaming. You know, as the father of several children, this is all too accurate. And, nurse. Now we have Pam attempting her first breastfeeding. Jim not really able to help. You gotta push the milk out. good job as he buzzes the nurse. Shall we find? Oh, good. You know everything. Maybe it'll be good she can socialize with the other babies. That would be good. Now Aaron, coming into Michael's office, excited, because Michael's going to change her life. And Kevin comes out from behind the door. You will learn to love me. Woo woo woo. Get to know each other, have lunch. Talk about a scene you couldn't really do today. Aaron likes Andy. This is going to kill Kevin. Kevin has an enormous heart. Literally an elephant heart. Kevin does not have an elephant heart. But he's very sensitive. I bet his heart isn't large, though. Michael, Aaron doesn't want anybody to die. Michael says, don't let him sit on you. Every season, Kevin gets, like, progressively more cartoonish. I feel like this is about to jump the shark from here. There we go, now we have Jim and Pam get a little namer in the hospital room. Jim's like, wow, she just shoves the nipple right in there. That actress shows up in Big Bang Theory, like right after this. A scene of Dwight destroying the kitchen very briefly, and then we get Kevin and Aaron's date back in the break room. Now we have Andy peeking behind a little tree, and Andy has a history of doing this apparently. What is everybody doing? Spying on us. Busted. The reason he was hiding is I thought they were hitting it off, and I was jealous. Now we have Clark, a lactation consultant. That would be great. I'm the consultant. You got milk? Jim doesn't like that. Actually, our lactation consultant, when I can't remember which one, was a guy too, and I wasn't quite on Jim's level of jealousy. It's quite full. Jim is like, it doesn't hurt. Jim's like, yep. Perfect. Intense jealousy coming from Jim. pedo thing. That makes sense. Angela giving Dwight a call. Have you reviewed the contract? Meet me here mid to late afternoon. Now, middle of the night, baby crying. Surprised. She latched. That's amazing. We're doing it. We're really parents now. Aaron talking to Kevin. I think our friendship can be really lovely. My friend, I'm yours. Michael says, look, Kevin, could you have dated Aaron? You should know that could never be possible, Kevin. Lynn was way hotter than Aaron. You dated Holly. They were so much hotter than you. Andy creeping again. Nice going. Sister has arrived. She was a little fussy earlier. And that's when Pam notices that is not her baby. Wrong baby. And a really smooth transition of Jim putting the baby back and like rolling her right over. Has she been fussing long? Right? You're all set with a car seat? That bottom part needs to go in the car. This nurse is not impressed. The nurse is not impressed with Jim's jokes. Isabel comes into Jim and Pam's house. Very awkward. Kitchen was just teeth cleaning. Adults are also supposed to go to the dentist. How some people spend their money. I'll call you, kid. Says, I need you to do this fax immediately. Andy. Andy is asking Aaron out on a date with a fax. It says, you need to send this fax immediately or you're fired. She's having a tough day. Read the facts. You read the facts. I'm asking you out. That's amazing. Gives a little like Cupid, boom, boom. Had the two of them, they very pleased themselves. Pam sitting in front of the hospital on the bench. And she's gonna try. Try breastfeeding now outside as the baby screams. Screams and screams. And success. Just a nice moment. Tickets on the windshield, says Jim. And they're excited. She did it. There's no greater feeling when two people who are perfect for each other find true love. That's what he thought. Aaron and Kevin are fine. He says, I think I'm going to be sick. White, two forms of ID. White's two forms of ID. Signatures. How would you like to celebrate? And Dwight feels sick. Jim spots Dwight in the kitchen. I couldn't find your iPod. And they just walk right by the kitchen. That's a wrap on the delivery, and we will see you next week. Good night, sleep.